interview now. This is Bob Gosin, known around here as Goose, and he was real interested in hearing about the gooses flying over. My mom is sitting out on the tape or patio there, so let's see what he has to say. He's so short, he might not be able to finish this conversation before he goes home, but let's see what he has to say. Before I let him say anything, however, he is the master of ceremonies of a brand new radio station. Back in the States, he caters only to the officers of Bravo 229. The show is called The Dirty Dozen, and The Dirty Dozen Show, right. And speaking of The Dirty Dozen Show, I saw The Dirty Dozen. That's quite a movie.
Yes.
But
glad you liked it.
Glad you liked it.
Glad to see you guys.
Well, that's true. We have a new show called The Dirty Dozen Show, radio station WFTA in Springfield, Massachusetts. And as for my being short, I still have 5 days to go, so I have lots of time to say lots of things. It's been a long time coming, Dale.
Yeah, well, what do I have now? I'm right around the 130s now, aren't I? Right around there?
Around there. That's that's pretty respectable. But what the heck, you've been waiting a year for it, you know. So you got it coming when it's finally time to leave. Just one point. Knowing those geese were going home.
Oh!
Enter Commando Red and all the other killers of Bravo Company. Of course, I suppose Dale is to, what do you call it? Humble to tell you, but I had the opportunity to listen to part of the tape, the last tape that you sent Dale, and I just can't figure out how wonderful parents like you can have a son that is such a killer as Dale. Well, I don't have too much time left, so maybe someday I'll get to meet you. I certainly hope so. Dale and I were making tentative plans, at least, that possibly next fall, if he is stationed at Fort Walters, Texas, where I'm going, we can maybe make a trip up to Oregon and do a little hunting. I've always wanted to see that part of the United States, and maybe I'll finally get a chance.
I showed him that picture of that 70,000 kilowatt generator there, and the five ones parked right next to it, and he wasn't impressed. I couldn't believe it. All they have up there to make electricity in Massachusetts is coal. Is that right? He has no comment, I don't think. Here he comes.
What's the matter with the candle?
Yeah, see, but you know, those people back there are pretty primitive yet, you know. Everybody thinks that Oregon is still back in the boondocks, you know, Conestoga wagons and all that stuff, but they're still making soap out of pig's heads and lye barrels and so forth, and still using candles. I don't know what they're using them for. By the way, he's not really telling the truth. I haven't killed anybody. However, Goose over here is, wait a minute, Goose is accredited with 25 enemy killed in actions, KIAs, by body count.
It's
28, you got three more. Okay, tell us so far how many KIAs we've gotten in the company as versus, no, not as versus that, but how many KIAs we have in this company so far, total, what do you think?
We counted it up one time, and between a few of the ships that have gone out and did get some NVA, I can only take a rough guess real quickly here. Let me shut this thing off while I try and figure it out. Well, we've been figuring it out, and as nearly as we can come with an educated guess, we figure about 50 confirmed NVA kills for this company, which is pretty unusual for a slick company. And also, you can't tell me, Dale, now, maybe you haven't had the opportunity to kill some, but you wouldn't do it if you had it. You'd do it if you had the chance.
Oh, I don't know if I would or not. I probably would, but you realize, though, it's not every day a slick gets a chance to kill people. I mean, this sounds kind of gross, but as a matter of fact, it does. We were thinking about erasing that, but since it was all in fun anyway, except the statistics. right now, Goose is looking over those pictures you sent me, and he's looking over the, what does it say here, River, Highway, and Cascade Mountains, which is, I'm sorry about that, but that's the third one of that same picture you sent me already. But all the rest of them have been different. But now, what is he looking at? He's looking at Mount Hood with Lost Lake in the foreground, and now he's looking at a 70,000 watt generator, kilowatt generator, and that's inside of a dam, in the middle, of, inside of the dam, you know, the water's on both sides.
We've
of
got
it.
Generators here, too.
And, yeah, 10Ks. And you notice how there's five more. There's one, two, three, four, and then five. And this is standing right in the middle of the dam. No, there's the one. It's down there to Tittawan.
Yeah, there's
four more. Four more besides that, right. It's a total of five. Plus, we're standing, probably there's some behind you, too. And water comes through there and turns those things, see? So he's real interested in how water can pull electricity, you know, just harmless old water from swimming around in, you know. But if he ever got caught in a chute that goes down through that generator, he'd probably know all about it then.
You'd just be about 120.
Oh, that little mill there, this little mill, is just a little Gippo outfit. Those are the kind that I had long, long time ago. And just a private owner, maybe a guy owns it on his ranch or something like that, but there are still some around.
That's, look, there's a kind of stone wagon, yeah.
Where?
I can't even say it right.
Yeah. And see, Weyerhaeuser and Georgia Pacific and so forth have taken over about a whole thousands of those mills and made one or two mills out of them, you know. Oh. No, not one or two.
But
he's real impressed, I think. Timberline Lodge would be beautiful there in December.
Beautiful.
Okay, he wants to comment on what Timberline Lodge looks like to him.
Looks like a nunnery.
A nunnery? That's another story, though. Oh, yes, and by the way, Goose is another one of those guys getting a short-timer stand. He leaves the same time Bob Archer does, who said his last few words. I thought it was kind of, you know, from Oregon, he didn't have much to say, but he happens to be, Bob Archer, that is, happens to be the war story six around here. He's got more war stories than everybody else in the company put together, and he's probably done about as much as any one other guy in the company did, so... Just don't listen to him. Oh, another thing. Did you ever get a letter from Mrs. Kapaska? I think she's from Ohio, but her and her husband and her daughter were in Australia when I was there, and she said she'd drop you a line, so I just warning. I got a line from her daughter. I was wondering if you got a line from her mother, you know. So, another thing. What else was I going to say there? Hey, Goose wants to say something else before he leaves.
I just wanted to say goodbye. I have to go back out and get some more sun.
Yeah, he's not a working man anymore. I think they closed down his flight record, so he can't fly anymore. So I guess that's the way it goes. And from the other side of the tape, I want to also add that if you want to send me a box or something like that with some stuff, then you might even throw a couple of rolls of salami or something. You know, wouldn't like to sort of. We don't have really anything. Or need of anything to eat. This sort of all we need snacks. You know, the army feeds us, but you know, snacks like cheese and salami on crackers at night while you're, you know, drinking a beer or a hot chocolate or something you whip up. Tastes pretty good. I just stuff like that. And
yes.
Okay. Let me know when you get the house in Roseburg painted and the patio laid and everything else, and I might consider coming home. Seems like every time I come home and leave, you got something for me to paint. And next time you want me to mow the lawn around there, you better show the pipes and the rocks and everything are out of the way, and be pretty good. So I'm kind of getting short-winded here. It's, these tapes you guys buy are about three times as long as the ones I buy, and what I'm using is one you sent me. With all the good philosophy from Mother about the elections and so forth. And I still would appreciate to know whether I can vote or not. The voting pamphlets we have and everything are real vague as to whether I can vote or not, because I will not be 21 when the primaries are held, and I will be 21 when the election itself is held. So it's, you know, sort of, I don't know, I'd kind of like to vote in this election. Maybe not, I don't know. I'd like to vote. And I've been kind of watching what's going on and so forth, and I just like to put in my 2 cents worth. Okay, for the folks in Phoenix's benefit, since I know they'll be hearing this tape, I address this part of it to Kiki, George Hayes, and Uncle Max. And I've been reading your letters, and I'm getting them regularly. And I probably will write you one today. I won't guarantee it, but I'm intending on writing a lot of people today, since I got a day off. So... I'm glad that you're concerned over me and everything else. I'm sure it's not really necessary, because things aren't as bad over here as you might read in the newspapers and so forth. I'm enjoying myself. It is a lot of fun over here. However, I feel that this experience is a something that I'm glad I had, but I wouldn't care to have it again if the chance came up. I wouldn't, if I had to go to Vietnam again when I get back. I'm not going to really feel too bad about it, but then again, I'm not going to volunteer. I understand that George Hayes is working again, which is good, and Uncle Max, I was feeling fine, and also I'd like to thank Kiki for taking care of my finances for me when I was in Australia. I received it very quickly. They told me it'd take 3 days, and it did take 3 days. So I went down to the American Express there in Sydney, and it was waiting for me. And a nice guy there knew all about it when I got there and took care of me right away. Changed my money from $300 American to $300 Australian, which an Australian dollar is worth 89 cents. 89 cents Australian dollars, or 89 Australian cents is worth one American dollar. And then I come back and had plenty of money when I got back and so forth. On the total trip to Australia, I was there for 6 days, and I was doing a lot of spending money. I went out on the town every night, went down and bought all kinds of stuff, and taxi fares and ferries, and went to the zoo, and everything I did, where most people on an R&R to, say, Hawaii or Japan or Hong Kong, so I'm spending up to $1,000 buying stereo equipment and so forth for themselves, because you can get it cheaper. And I actually tried to spend quite a bit of money, but $300 is about it, which you'd think that's quite a bit for 3 or 6 days, but it's really not that much, including, since I ate lobsters and steaks and all that sort of thing. But I enjoyed myself, and I'll hand cigars. Somebody's handing cigars out around here, and I'm not even going to get one. And I just seemed one of the guys, his wife's had a baby, so he's passing out cigars, and it's one of these kind here. It's got a little knot on the end you had to bite off, and I've got it all lit up here. It's pretty good. I don't quite know the brand of it or anything. I didn't take long enough to look at the wrapper, but that happens once in a while. Now, getting back, sorry about your, this, I don't know if I've written since you had your car crash or not, Kiki, but I'm sorry it happened. I kind of like that little fair lane, but I imagine it's still back in good shape now. And the weather is probably getting pretty good down there by now. Flowers should be coming out, and George A's should be home working on the air conditioners and so forth like that. So I will write to you and tell you what's going on. There's not really much going on. It's since R&R, but well, not much of anything. I'll tell you about Australia. There's not really much to tell that. It was kind of a fast 6 days, and I didn't really keep a diary or anything to remember what I did. It was more or less just slept during the late morning, and during the afternoons either relaxed around the swimming pool and by the motel out on the beach, Bondi Beach, and then in the evenings went and had dinner and went to town, you might say, and got back pretty late. Maybe watched late news on TV, and then went to bed and got up about noon the next day. That's about what happened every single day. The last couple of days, we went to the zoo, checked out the kangaroos and the koala bears, and they had some porpoises down there, somewhat like down in California. You know, they did tricks and jumped through hoops of fire and this kind of stuff. They had some sharks down there, and some big elephants, and just everyday zoo thing. Then the very last day, I did my shopping, just went downtown and bought all kinds of stuff for everybody, and got that. And that night we had a dinner with these American people we met down there that I mentioned earlier in the tape. And next morning we left. It was bad. I'm sorry I had to go, but we had to leave. I was seriously considering throwing my hat through one of the engines or something so it would be on the ground, but I never did get around to it. My cigar keeps wanting to go out on me here. Well, Lord, it's sort of hard to fill up one of these tapes, and I think I'll just call it to a close here. I guess there's nothing that says I have to, so I'll write everybody a letter, and I'll give all my love, Kiki, to anybody else who listens to this tape, Kiki, George Hayes, Uncle Max, Mom and Dad, and whoever happens to be around to listen to this tape. I'll be home and around August, second week in August probably, and I'll see you then. This is Speed 10 out.